Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The fires of Los Angeles, now the rebuild of California. Bill Whalen is a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, and his new column right now addresses what happens after the fire. Bill, a very good evening to you. I've covered this story for weeks now, and it's a tragedy. At the same time, Los Angeles rising from the ashes. The metaphors are all ready. However, your most recent column suggests that we're just at the beginning of the melodrama, maybe act one. Who are the players that we should watch, who we should watch, and where are they going? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The players would include Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who is going to have to oversee the rebuild in terms of local regulations and local nepotism and favoritism and so forth. The story is going to include Governor Newsom as to what he can do vis-a-vis his executive powers to try to speed up the cleanup process. The plot is going to involve leaders from state, local, and county government to see if they could work in accord. And the plot's could involve a lot of specialists, John, who are going to pile into this when we're talking about rebuilding Los Angeles, all with their agendas. There are people who want to deregulate California as best as they can. There are people who want to further regulate California. When you're talking about building homes, John, you're getting into incredible complicated regulations, environmental laws, and so forth. In short, a lot of potential bad actors here. And so this is what I'm looking at this hour. It's, there will be investigations into what caused the fires. There will be investigations into why the response to it would seem to be inefficient or substandard. But now, to paraphrase Louis XV, I think it was, John, who said, what, après moi la deluge? Après la deluge, what happens to Los Angeles? And so I'm just really curious, almost morbidly curious, John, as to how LA is going to do this in a timely fashion. Because keep in mind, John, here we are in January, almost February of 2025. And in a little over 3 years from now, the world is coming to Los Angeles, John, for the Summer Olympics. And so Los Angeles is already under pressure to get its act together in terms of dealing with its homeless population, in terms of dealing with traffic flow and where to house, you know, thousands upon thousands of people coming to summer games. This is just a whole new challenge on top of this for Los Angeles to see if they can rebuild in a timely and orderly fashion.
You do some history in your column, Bill, and you point to the rebuild of Los Angeles by Governor Pete Wilson after the freeway fell down. Is that a useful model, or is that then and this is now?
It's a little of both, John. Full disclosure, I worked for Pete Wilson as his chief speechwriter. And so I was actually a funny story. Actually, I was supposed to come out to California to work for him in January of 1994. And I got delayed for a month because literally the day I was going to fly out was when the earth opened in Los Angeles. But so Wilson is a model, yes, John, in terms of what he did vis-a-vis executive orders to freeze regulations, get government out of the way so he could rebuild a state freeway. And to his credit, Gavin Newsom is following along the same path. He did an executive order the other day, for example, telling California's Coastal Commission, in effect, to butt out when it comes to reconstructing in its purview near the shore. But it's an apples and oranges conversation at the end of the day, John, because you're talking about rebuilding a freeway. In other words, you could take a photo of the freeway the day before it collapsed and say, this is what we want to do in terms of rebuild. You're talking about rebuilding communities, John, from the ground up. So it gets into questions. Do you recreate the homes? What about the businesses? What about modernizing the homes? What about different environmental statutes? What about the contractors? Where do you find the supplies for all this, John? Because you're talking about building thousands upon thousands of homes. It's not like they're, there are lumber yards sitting around with enough lumber for thousands upon thousands of houses. So this is actually far more complicated than 1994.
The metric is Maui. I read that after 18 months of the destruction in Maui, that beachfront community, three houses have been rebuilt. Now, L.A. can do better than that. But, Bill, an outsider asking a foolish question. I see the Pacific Palisades in Malibu, the houses built right up on the beach. All gone. Iconic picture of devastation.
Right.
Here in the East, we can't build that close to the water. We'd be prevented. I have a pond and a stream on my property. I can't build anywhere close to them. Is that true in California? Can they build on the beach?
No, there are restrictions involved in terms of building in California, John. And this gets back to the Coastal Commission and its rules and so forth. They're just simply not going to let you build if your house sits on top of what's already in a, obviously a crumbling bluff. But you do raise a good question, John, and it's the oft-repeated line attributed to Einstein, who I don't think actually said it. But, you know, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same failed thing over and over again. So you could ask quite correctly, if you rebuild the homes in the same fashion, put them in the same place, surrounded by a lot of dry vegetation with the potential of Los Angeles to have Santa Ana winds, you're begging for the same problem sooner or later. So the question is going to be, John, how to fireproof these areas and let the population live there. And this is a larger conversation for California. What this fire underscores, these fires underscore, I should say, is that California is just a contradiction. It is a home to 38, 39 million people, this incredibly imaginative, futuristic society. But, John, the land is not meant to be built on in this regard, because we do get earthquakes, we get fires, we get floods, we get infestations. And if people want to go back to the glory years of the 1960s of California, John, you're talking about a population one half that size. So the ugly truth is, if you really wanted to fix California, you'd probably have to get rid of about one third of the population. I don't know if they want to go to Greenland or not, John, but you need more space here for California. So, again, there are just a lot of open questions here to be decided as Los Angeles rebuilds.
You referenced the Greenland Whisperer, otherwise known as the President of the United States. He made a visit, hugged the governor, sat in a press conference, answered questions from the homeowners, and made remarks about water. It was a lot of hands-on attention. Does it show in the coverage of the president, or was that regarded as a one-off?
Kind of a one-off in that he was out here last Friday and then left not that long after. But you'll notice an interesting trend with Trump. So he right now is catching heat for making comments after the airplane crash in Washington, trying to tie it to DEI. With things like that with Trump, two things. Number one, it is very tone deaf in the middle of a tragedy to start pointing fingers and blaming. But secondly, there's usually a little kernel of truth to what he talks about. And I mention this, John, because this is what he did when it came to California. He looked at the destruction. He had a roundtable. He kept going back to the notion that the problem here for Los Angeles is that we don't have enough water flowing from north to south. Well, he's absolutely right. We don't have enough water flowing north to south. And it's, you know, some bad environmental laws are preventing this, and it needs to be revisited. But the water flow is not to blame for Los Angeles's woes. That's more having to deal with a bad water infrastructure and some bad decisions to close the reservoir and so forth. So kind of vintage Trump in that regard. But he did do the right thing when he was here. He showed empathy. He didn't get into a slap fight with Governor Newsom. That'll come down the road, I guess. He did take the Los Angeles mayor to the woodshed. But, you know, give the guy credit for at least coming out here.
And right now, Bill, what's the over-under for rebuild? 10 years, 20 years? Does anybody use a number? We have 30 seconds.
Nobody smart uses a number, John. The only number you see is people saying that if you let environmentalists get in the way, you're adding another 5 to 10 years to the problem or not. So this is not going to be solved in 1 or 2 years. But again, we're going to have a conversation about how we construct our communities in Los Angeles and California. And what keeps coming to mind, John, is the phrase WUI, W-U-I, which stands for Wilderness Urban Interface. And this is simply the notion that if John Batchelor wants to build a home right next to a big, you know, forest, John Batchelor is going to have a hard time getting insurance because that house is going to catch on fire sooner or later. So, and that's yet another topic probably for another day here, the insurance crisis in California.
Bill Whalen, Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.